Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we've got an episode of Spare Change. The topics on these episodes can vary pretty widely, so stay tuned to see what's in store for this one. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscquarters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I'm going to be answering the question, is Mill finally good in Commander? Now, Mill has been something that I've ragged on in the past as being a strategy that's kind of suboptimal for Commander. Again, in a 1v1 circumstance, you know, for most formats, you've got 60 cards, so you're just trying to mill, you know, essentially 60 cards, you know, not including card draw or whatnot. But when you get to Commander, you know, you're going to try to mill three players with 100 card decks. That's 300 cards, so it's essentially kind of like five times as tough to mill. Now, I know, obviously, drawing cards or whatnot kind of taken out of the factor, but basically five times as tough kind of as, you know, in a standard format, essentially. So it's slightly less viable in a format like Commander for most play groups, I would say that, you know, is the crux. Okay, but anyways, in Jumpstart, there were some new cards that came out. Well, one major new card, and also, you know, just a kind of small thing, Wizards also kind of made mill an actual keyword, which is pretty cool now too. But yeah, let's jump into kind of the main new card that was spoiled that might make mill an actual thing. So let's jump into it with Bruvac the Grandiloquent, a 1/4 human advisor, legendary human advisor that costs 2 and a blue. It says if an opponent would mill one or more cards, they mill twice that many cards instead. And to mill a card, the player puts the top card of their library into their graveyard. And actually, really quick, I did look up Grandiloquent just to make sure that it's a word. It is. Pompous or extravagant in language, style, or manner, especially in a way that is intended to impress. So yeah, there's your word for the day. Grandiloquent is a word. Yeah, but Bruvac can obviously be your commander since it's legendary. So yeah, it kind of can be the head of this kind of doubling up all your mill spells or effects kind of deck. So yeah, essentially making your milling twice as fast is probably going to make mill a lot more viable in Commander if it's your commander. Obviously, you could use it in 99 of a deck as well, and I'll talk about some other commanders that could use it too. But it could be a very effective commander. Let's talk about some cards that really synergize with Bruvac. If it was the commander again, essentially you're going to be in a mono blue deck. Essentially, you are going to be in a mono blue deck if this is your commander. So a card like Traumatize is a fantastic card to pair with Bruvac. A sorcery that costs 3 blue. It says target player puts the top half of their library rounded down into their graveyard. So yeah, this mills a player for half their library, and then they, you know, mill the other half as well. So they're gone. All their cards in their library are gone. I mean, it is rounded down, so I mean, okay, it could technically they could have one or two cards left, but basically this is milling their entire library and they're going to lose from there. Fleet Swallower essentially does the exact same thing, but it's repeatable. It's a 6/6 fish that costs 5 blue. When it attacks, target player puts the top half of their library rounded up into their graveyard. Essentially the same thing I said again, because this one actually rounds up, so it should pretty much mill someone every single time. And again, actually, this one, keep in mind that when you attack with this, you don't actually have to attack the player that you actually want to mill. You can just attack into the most optimal situation and then target a different player that you actually want to mill. So again, you're milling someone for their entire deck. Fraying Sanity is another one. It's an aura curse that says enchant player. It costs 2 and a blue. It says at the beginning of each end step, enchanted player puts the top X cards of their library into their graveyard, where X is the number of cards put into their graveyard from anywhere this turn. So yeah, this is essentially going to double up your double up mill, basically. It's going to do a ton of work. So let's say that you milled someone, you know, you cast a spell that you milled someone for 2. Bruvac's going to double up to 4. Then Fraying Sanity is going to trigger, and then you're going to mill that player for another 4, which is going to double again. So that's 8. So it's 12 total. A lot of math there. I believe that's how it's going to work. But yeah, you're going to mill someone essentially. This kind of just really kind of speeds things up. If you get this in play with Bruvac, it's going to make things go pretty quickly when it comes to milling. A card that pairs really well with that is Memory Erosion, an enchantment that costs 1 blue. It says whenever an opponent casts a spell, that player puts the top 2 cards of their library into their graveyard. So yeah, they're going to be milling 2 every single time they cast a spell. Again, if you've got your Fraying Sanity, if you've got your Bruvac in play, this is going to really speed up the process, and it's going to be very tough for your opponents to not mill themselves out very quickly, especially if you're playing against, say, a Storm player. They're going to have to consider kind of what spells they're casting and how many they're casting in a turn without kind of milling themselves out. Psychic Corrosion's another one. It's an enchantment for a 2 and a blue. It says whenever you draw a card, each opponent puts the top 2 cards of their library into their graveyard. This one can obviously be extremely effective. In blue, there are a ton of ways to draw a lot of cards. You know, if you're casting an X spell to draw, say, maybe 7 cards or so, you know, you're going to be milling for a ton. Again, that's going to be basically milling for, what, 14. Bruvac doubles that to 28 for all of your opponents for you drawing 7 cards. So, yeah, this can really speed things up pretty quickly. Sphinx's Tutelage is one that gets a lot better with this. It's an enchantment that costs 2 and a blue. It says, whenever you draw a card, target opponent puts the top 2 cards of their library into their graveyard. If they're both non-land cards that share a color, repeat this process. So yeah, this is more of a targeted approach, but this one can kind of keep milling over and over and over again. You know, if you keep hitting non-land cards that share a color, and you're going to be milling twice as many, so then you just keep going and going and going and going and going. You can also pay 5 and a blue to draw a card, discard a card. So essentially kind of you're kind of allowing the engine to start. Again, it's not the most effective, you know, use of mana potentially, but it can really help out with that. A worse version, still a decent card, that actually just came out, M21 with Teferi's Tutelage, an enchantment that costs 2 and a blue, and it says, when it enters the battlefield, draw a card, then discard a card. And whenever you draw a card, target opponent mills 2 cards. So again, this one is a targeted approach, like Sphinx's Tutelage. It doesn't have that kind of continuation, but again, it still is a way to mill players out quickly, because again, whenever you're drawing a card, you're essentially milling for 4 instead of 2. With Brewback in play. Drowned Secrets is another card that can work really well in a mono blue deck. An enchantment that costs 1 and a blue. Whenever you cast a blue spell, target player puts the top 2 cards of their library to their graveyard. So yeah, you're basically going to be casting a lot of blue spells, obviously in a mono blue deck, and you're going to keep milling and milling and milling and milling and milling. If you've got, you know, a lot of cantrippy spells, that can really help out with a card like this. And again, Brewback just doubles that up to be 4 every single time you cast a spell instead of 1, or instead of 2. Patient Rebuilding is one that also gets better. It's an enchantment that costs 3 blue. It says, beginning of your upkeep, target opponent puts the top 3 cards of their library into their graveyard. Then you draw a card for each land card put into a graveyard this way. I believe it would work. Essentially, I mean, you're milling for 6 instead of 3, so I believe this one just gets better, because basically you just get to draw cards for, you know, all the lands out of those 6. I'm not entirely positive. I believe that would happen. I'm probably wrong on that one. Regardless, you're going to be milling for 6 instead of 3, so it still helps. But now let's move on to some other mill commanders that Brewback could be in the 99 of. I've actually already done a deck tech on Phoenix, God of Deception, a 4-7 god with indestructible that costs 3 blue-black. As long as your devotion to blue-black is less than 7, Phoenix isn't a creature, and creatures you control have tap. Target player puts the top X cards of their library into their graveyard, where X is this creature's toughness. So basically, you're milling based off toughness. You've got a lot of defender creatures probably with a high toughness, you know, low power in this kind of a deck. And basically, yeah, Brewback just says, yeah, let's just, you know, mill for double what that creature's power is. So yeah, even Phoenix himself can mill when he's a creature, so you're going to be milling for 7, which would be 14 with Brewback. So yeah, this kind of just doubles up your mill's effectiveness and can really speed up the milling process. Now, whether or not Phoenix as the commander and Brewback as the, you know, inclusion 99 is the better way to go about it is probably up for debate. I think that Brewback is probably the better of the two now as a commander, because you always have access to it, and it just an extremely effective card, obviously, when it comes to milling. But, I mean, again, up to debate. I'm not a mill player. Ambassador Laquanis is another one. It's a 1-3 Merfolk Wizard that costs 1 blue-blue. It has pay 3. Target player puts the top 3 cards of their library into their graveyard. Say you're just milling for 3 by paying 3. Again, with Brewback, that would be 6. Essentially, with this deck, generally, players are milling for infinite. You make infinite mana, you mill everyone for infinite amount of cards. So I don't know if Brewback would really, you know, help too much in that kind of a style of deck. But, you know, you never know. Ones that I put this category called unfortunate non-synergies. So there are certain cards that like kind of mill, but the actual term mill now is actually defined, where, you know, it is, let me just read it from Brewback really quick, just make sure I got it. To mill a card, a player puts the top card of their library into their graveyard. So there are some that kind of go about essentially milling in different ways, but don't kind of trigger, don't, you know, apply to what Brewback does. It won't double up because of Brewback. So like Una, Queen of the Fae, is a 5-5 fairy wizard with flying that costs 3, Dimir, Dimir, Dimir. She has pay X and a Dimir, choose a color, target opponent exiles the top X cards of their library. For each card of the chosen color exiled display, put a 1-1 blue and black fairy rogue creature token with flying on the battlefield. So exiling cards off the top is not the same, obviously, as putting them into the graveyard, so this is not milling, this will not double up. Another one that will not double up is Mirko Vosk, Mind Drinker, a 2-4 vampire with flying that costs 3 blue black. When it deals combat damage to a player, that player reveals cards on the top of their library until they reveal 4 land cards and then put those cards into their graveyard. So this one, again, is not just, you know, directly, you know, getting a card from the top of your library into your graveyard. You're revealing those cards, and then, you know, you're trying to get to four lands, and then you basically, you know, mill, all those cards into the graveyard. So this one, I believe, again, I'm not a rules lawyer. I'm not a judge. I believe this would not double as well, unfortunately. One other unfortunate thing is that Bruvac actually says, if you read the text, if an opponent would mill one or more cards. So it does not apply to you, and that is pretty unfortunate, because I don't think that that would make this card overpowered, and I think that it should have been included. I don't know why it wasn't, and that's just my opinion, and you know, I'm sure there's others on the other side of this. So this would make it really broken, and it might. You know, it very well might. But yeah, like a Sidisi Brood Tyrant could have used Bruvac had it had that, you know, any kind of a self-mill commander. Doubling up, you know, basically, you know, when Sidisi enters battlefield or attacks with the top three cards of your library and your graveyard, getting six instead would be a lot better. And then also, you know, kind of all your other self-mill effects would double up as well. So yeah, unfortunately, Bruvac does not double up kind of self-milling strategies. Now, the question that I probably should have answered earlier is the one that I opened the show with, is mill finally good in Commander? And I think that mill is definitely going in the right direction, I would say. Bruvac is a good kind of first step to actually making mill a more viable strategy in Commander. You know, doubling up your mill is fantastic. It can be great Commander, can be great in the 99. But yeah, I'd say that, you know, the problem with kind of designing cards when it comes to, you know, in Standard, you can't really, you know, potentially, you don't want to make something that would be extremely powerful and kind of broken in Standard when it comes to mill, just because it would be good for Commander. So you have to kind of put these in these kind of products that are kind of outside of what Standard does. So I think Bruvac is a good inclusion in something like Jumpstart, which is fantastic. One thing that I will say, though, that kind of still is, it's a small hindrance to mill, but it's still just out there, is that cards like the Shuffle Titans exist. So like Kozlek, Ritter of Truth, is a 12-12 Eldrazi that costs 10. When you cast this spell, draw 4 cards, Annihilator 4. But the main thing that kind of goes against mill right here is the, when Kozlek, Butcher of Truth, is put into a graveyard from anywhere, its owner shuffles their graveyard into their library. Ulamog essentially does the exact same thing. Ulamog, the Infinite Gyre, again, has that exact same text, basically. That's why it's known as a Shuffle Titan, essentially. But basically, or Shuffle Eldrazi. These cards are not, you know, they don't see an incredible amount of play. They see a decent amount of play. They're kind of finishers for certain Commander decks or whatnot. I believe they're both in, you know, 3% of decks or whatnot. But the problem is that if you just happen to hit one of these, if you're playing against, you know, players that you don't know or don't know their decks, or even if you play with ones that you do and you don't know their deck, you know, entirely, or they put this one in, that can essentially just stop your mill strategy right for not doing anything, essentially. You know, the player just, oh, I just happened to mill this in my graveyard. Okay, now all that work that you just did milling me is gone just because I happen to have this card in my deck, and now you really have to work hard to either make me draw that card or have another way to exile that card out of my deck. You need to have a lot of kind of workarounds just because these two kind of cards are in this format where, you know, they're not even in there to prevent milling most of the time, you know, unless it's like a self-mill kind of, you know, combo strategy deck. They're in there because they're a powerful creature. They just happen to have kind of this, you know, anti-mill deck clause in them, essentially. So this is, you know, it's not a reason to not build a mill deck, but it is kind of, you know, a feel bad. You know, if you, you know, you're finally, you know, you've got your Bruvac deck, you're, you know, you're playing your LGS, you know, and you're milling out all the players, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you mill into one of these Shuffled Titans, and all of a sudden their deck just gets reshuffled. And now you're kind of at a point where if you don't have any way to exile it out of their deck, or, you know, force them to draw it or whatnot, it's going to be almost impossible for you to mill them out. So yeah, that's just kind of something unfortunate to consider. But yeah, I definitely think that Bruvac is a step in the right direction when it comes to making mill more viable in Commander. So I'm excited to see kind of what more cards might come out throughout the year, you know, especially in like Commander Legends. Are there going to be more mill focused cards and making mill a more, you know, viable and potent strategy in Commander? So yeah, I'd love to hear from you, though. Let me know in the comments below. Do you think mill is finally good in Commander? Did this kind of put it over the edge? Are you excited to kind of build a mill deck? Or do you think that there's still some more to come, that we need some more mill cards to kind of really help out that kind of strategy? So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.